Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Humanimal, How Homo Sapiens Became Nature's Most Paradoxical Creature, A New Evolutionary History, by Adam Rutherford. Narrated by Adam Rutherford. Publisher's Note: This audiobook includes bonus material. Please visit tantor.com and type Humanimal into the search box. Follow the link to the book's page. Then, under the Supplemental Content section, please enter the access code TRANSFORM and then click the Unlock button to access the bonus material. The code should be entered in all lowercase letters.
Introduction. What a piece of work is a man, marvels Hamlet, in awe at our specialness. How noble in reason, how infinite in faculty. In form, in moving, how express and admirable. In action, how like an angel. In apprehension, how like a god. The beauty of the world, the paragon of animals. The paragon of animals is a lovely phrase. Hamlet exalts us as truly special, touching the divine, limitless in our thought. It's a prescient phrase, too, as he raises us above other animals, whilst acknowledging that we are one. Just over 250 years after William Shakespeare wrote those words, Charles Darwin irrefutably cemented humankind's classification as an animal, the slightest of twigs on a single, bewildering family tree that encompasses 4 billion years, a lot of twists and turns, and a billion species. All of those organisms, including us, are rooted in a single origin with a common code that underwrites our existence. The molecules of life are universally shared, the mechanisms by which we got here the same. Genes, DNA, proteins, metabolism, natural selection, evolution. Hamlet then ponders the paradox at the heart of humankind. What is this quintessence of dust? We are special, but we are also merely matter. We are animals, yet we behave like gods. Darwin sounds a bit like Hamlet, declaring that we have godlike intellect. Yet we cannot deny that man, and to bring his language into the 21st century, woman, carries the indelible stamp of his lowly origin. This idea that humans are special animals is at the root of who we are. What are the faculties and actions that put us on a pedestal above our evolutionary cousins? What makes us animals and what makes us their paragon? All organisms are necessarily unique, so that they can exist within and exploit their own unique environment. We certainly think of ourselves as pretty exceptional, but are we really more special than other animals? Alongside Hamlet and Darwin comes a possible challenge to our ideas of human exceptionalism from an arguably lesser piece of modern culture, the animated superhero film The Incredibles. Everyone is special, which is another way of saying that no one is. Humans are animals. Our DNA is no different from anything that has lived in the last 4,000 million years. The coding system employed within that DNA is no different either. The genetic code is universal as far as we know. The 4 coded letters that make up DNA, known as A, C, T, and G, are the same in bacteria and bonobos, orchids, oaks, bedbugs, barnacles, triceratops, Tyrannosaurus rex, eagles, egrets, yeast, slime molds, and seps. The way they are arranged in those organisms, and how they are translated into the protein molecules that enact the functions of a living being, are all fundamentally the same too. The fact that life is organized into discrete cells is also universal, and these incalculably numerous cells harvest energy from the rest of the universe in a process common to all of them. These principles are 3 of the 4 pillars of biology: universal genetics, cell theory, and chemiosmosis, which is a rather technical yet elegant word for the basic process of cellular metabolism, how cells draw energy from their surroundings to be spent in the process of living. The 4th pillar is evolution by natural selection. Combined, these grand unifying theories coalesce to reveal something unarguable, that all life on Earth is related by common ancestry, and that includes us. Evolution is slow, and the Earth has been host to life for the vast majority of our planet's existence. The timescales we talk about so casually in science are utterly baffling to comprehend, even though we are